The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
It's time to talk decluttering and getting ready for Christmas with Ingrid Janssen. How are you, Ingrid?
Hello, Hannah. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm on the afternoon show instead of the morning.
I know. Is that okay for you afternoons, or is it a busy time?
Of course, of course. I can talk about decluttering and organizing. What more do I want?
Oh, fantastic. I was really excited to see that you have a whole kind of countdown for Christmas package that you're offering to people, because Christmas can be quite a stressful time for people, but you're saying there is no need for it to be.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's all about prioritizing and trying to stay as calm as you can. This is a busy time of year and lots to be done, but I think it's really important to see if you can prioritize a little bit and make sure that you don't forget what Christmas is all about. And for most people, it's about spending time with family and with loved ones if you can. And of course, see if you can delegate a couple of those tasks to other people. You don't have to do everything yourself.
This is true. So one of the things I imagine where decluttering comes into Christmas is Christmas decorations, kind of going through all your Christmas decorations, maybe Christmas hats, whatever that includes, making sure you've got everything's stored in the right place, you know where everything is, so you're organized for this year, and also when it comes to putting things away afterwards, you know exactly where everything's going for next year.
Exactly. And I think what a lot of people do after Christmas, everybody kind of feels like it's the new year, we want to clear out, and they're kind of, it's a bit easy to kind of chuck everything into boxes and go, I'll do that next year. But what really helps is when you are setting up for Christmas is to go through kind of your boxes a little bit and go, okay, let me rearrange this a little bit. You don't have to start completely from scratch. If you've got some nice plastic boxes with lids already, use what you have, but put a couple of labels on. You know, these are the baubles for the tree. These are the lights. This is maybe a little stable if you've got a stable in your living room. This is for the outside decorations. Keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate it, but do a bit of a sort out either when you're decorating and putting everything up. That's the perfect opportunity to go, okay, this is still in my boxes. I again have not used it. Am I really going to put it up next year? And also when you tidy everything away, probably either after Christmas or at the start of the new year, kind of go, right, now maybe it's the time to kind of rearrange all my little bits and bobs and declutter some more, because we hold on to items and we like to change things around. Some people love to have a different color scheme all the time or every year. Some people buy some new bits and bobs throughout November, December time. So we end up with a lot of stuff.
Mm. Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's a good idea to go through and think, if I'm not using it this year, will I use it next year? Did I use it last year? And if it's no, yeah, then really questioning why you need to keep hold of it.
Yes, I think so. And it also goes for kind of all of the Christmas jumpers and the novelty hats and the Christmas clothes. We all love to dress up a little bit over Christmas, but we kind of feel, oh, I wore that last year. Let me get something new. And before you know it, we've got loads of sparkly tops and dresses. And then we're like, oh, wow, it takes up a lot of space in my cupboard. So let's thin it out a little bit. And of course, before Christmas is a good time, because if you can still donate it to a charity shop, they can still sell it before the holidays all start. And it's trickier for them to kind of accept those kinds of donations in January, because they've got to hold on to it for a whole year. So
yeah,
if you can still donate before Christmas, that is, I think, fantastic. But don't worry if you can't, and if you think to yourself, I've got so much going on, Ingrid, I can't do this now. No worries. Leave it till January, and then you can kind of start with a kind of clean slate and doing a little bit of organizing. You know, I use a piece of cardboard for my lights, and I just write on it which lights go where. Are they in my hallway? Are they at my front window? Are they in my tree? And just labeling them and wrapping them around a piece of cardboard where they go. Those little bits and bobs really help when you want to set up and there's lots of work to do. So don't overcomplicate it. It doesn't have to be perfect, but keep it simple.
Yes. So what are some of the other areas that need kind of sorting out and a bit of planning with regards to Christmas, would you say?
Definitely, if you're hosting a Christmas dinner at your house on either Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, and you're going to be hosting, have a look at all of your cutlery, your glasses, your plates, all of your large dishes. Do you use all of that stuff? It only comes out once, maybe twice a year. Have you kind of built up quite a big selection over time? And are you now thinking, wow, yeah, I do have a lot of those. Let me see if I can thin it out a little bit. If you are somebody who hosts all the time, you probably know exactly what you have. But if you only kind of host for almost special occasions, you might forget what you have. So have a little rummage through. Don't do that 3 hours before you want to set your Christmas table for everybody to come along. Check out before. Have I got napkin rings? Do I need to get candles for my candlesticks? Do I want to put a little name tag on the table so everybody knows where they're sitting? You can make it as complex or as simple as you want, but putting in that time now to look what you have really kind of, then on Christmas Day, you don't have that stress of like, oh, where is everything? And while you're trying to set a Christmas table for maybe 8 people or 12 people or even 4 people, you know, it's considered quite a big event. It's a big day. Everybody really wants to do a big job. And when you're cooking, you've got a lot going on. So a little bit of preparation now, even just a little half an hour rummage through your cupboards just to make sure, have I got everything, really will pay off a lot later this month.
That's great advice, because I wonder how many people do just kind of leave it to the last minute, just assuming that they have everything they need. They think they know where everything yeah. is, and then they start to get everything out and think, oh, I've only got 3 of these, or oh, I've only got 5 of these. What happened to the other one? And of course, if you're doing it an hour before people arrive, or even just earlier that day, it can often be too late to do anything about it. And then you've just got the stress yeah. of, oh, what am I going to use instead? And oh, it's not how I wanted it to look. And as you say, if you just think about it all a couple of weeks beforehand, it only needs to be half an hour. Just make sure you've got everything
you need.
Yeah,
and you know what, Hannah? We forget that somebody spilled a massive glass of red wine over our tablecloth last year,
yeah.
and then we put it in the wash. And we kind of thought, oh, yeah, well, we need to get a new one throughout the year. We've forgotten all about it. And then on Christmas Day, you get a tablecloth and you think, oh, now I have to find something really big to hide this big stain for this table. So those kinds of bits are just so easy to do now. And I want everybody to enjoy their day. I know it's only one day, but as a host, it can be really kind of a super busy day. And we forget to then enjoy it ourselves.
Mm. Well, you'll be very proud of me. About a week ago, I got out and washed the Christmas tablecloth, washed and dried, folded, all ready to go.
Amazing. I mean, you've done so amazingly, Hannah. I knew you would have done this.
Yeah, it's not strange to you now, my behavior,
no.
My planning.
exactly. You're on it now. You're on it. You're completely declutter hubs.
Yes, I am. I'm a new person. It's fabulous though. It really is life changing once you kind of get into the zone of it and make yourself get into the zone. It all becomes quite straightforward and normal, which is the idea,
yeah.
Isn't it? You don't want to think, oh,
yeah.
I've got to declutter. Oh no, I've got to do this now. It can be actually fun to do.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think the thing is, you take away a lot of the last minute stress. And I think that kind of last minute stress is even more stressful than worrying about something. If you get more organized, if you get decluttered and get more organized, your mind is ready to plan a bit further in advance, to think a bit further in advance and think about, okay, we've got Christmas coming. What needs to happen here? Right. Okay. We need to decorate the house. We need to get some food and drink. We need to probably get some presents and gift tags, and let's make a list and maybe assign a budget, because you can think about that, you know, and then you realize, okay, I do not want to wrap my presents on Christmas Eve. I want to do that a little bit before, and you start to plan a little bit of time. And this makes kind of it happen that it's all a lot less stressful, which makes you can then enjoy the whole festive season a lot more and enjoy the moment instead of feeling that you're constantly running out of time and running short. And we're always the last ones to think about ourselves. We want to make sure that everybody else is happy, and we're the ones absolutely exhausted on Boxing and going, oh, that was enough, the Christmas done. So I think when you plan ahead a little bit more in advance, it really, really helps.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm very good with present buying as well, in advance, and making lists throughout the year of present mm-hmm. ideas for people and buying them as I see them, instead of doing a massive last minute panic on Christmas Eve or anything.
Yeah.
There's no need.
And I think so too. And I think it has changed a lot as well over the years. People are becoming more aware of, it's okay to be a little bit more directive in what kind of presents they would like. A lot of people really would love more experiences now than gifts. We work a lot more with Secret Santa when we pull a name out of a hat instead of buying for everybody. I think the conversations have opened up a lot more, and I think people are a lot more receptive now these days to go, okay, what can we do not to be in a massive credit card debt from January until way into March to pay for all of this, and how can we make sure that we plan throughout the year a little bit and maybe buy some little bits and bobs when we see them in advance, so we don't put that pressure on all the shopping in December when the stores are kind of crazy and you kind of get caught up in this whole kind of mayhem of shopping and getting everything. And getting a bit more organized with that really helps with that as well, to go, you know what? No, I've thought about this. I know what I want to get. I know what my budget is. And or let's talk with the family and see what we decide together as a family or as a group of friends, what we're going to do to make it so everybody can be included and nobody feels the pressure of constantly having to come up with ideas for presents, etc.
Mm, definitely. Oh, well, thank you so much, Ingrid, for coming on. It's always really inspirational chatting with you. If people want more information or they want to get in touch with some, get your help on decluttering and having a stress-free Christmas, what's the best way to reach you?
Probably just have a look on declutterhub.com. You can find the podcast. You can find some resources. And please, everybody, if you are interested in decluttering and organizing, do feel free to join our Facebook group, the Declutter Hub community with Leslie and Ingrid. And we are a lovely group to hang out in. So if you want to be inspired, definitely feel free to join us.
Yes, I second that. It's a fabulous group, that Facebook group. It's really good.
Thank you.
Because people share photos, don't they? And everyone's very supportive and encouraging. And it's great. Really good.
Yes, definitely. We really don't aim for perfection at all. That is not what we're about. We're more about let's be kind to each other. We are all different in our decluttering journeys, and let's help each other. And it's a great, great group. So thank you. I really appreciate your kind words.
Oh, no problem. And I hope very much that we can have you back on in the new year, because I love having you on at the beginning of the year, because January is a great time to be inspired to start decluttering. So will you come on with us next month too?
Of course. Anytime, Hannah, anytime. Just let me know and I will be there.
Fantastic. We'll get it in the diary. Ingrid, thank you so much and have a lovely Christmas.
You too, and all of us to your listeners as well. Have a wonderful Christmas, everyone.
Thanks, Ingrid. Take care.
Bye-bye.
It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care. Or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour. Plus, access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code PODCAST20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's PODCAST20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.